Good morning. It's Sunday, May 31st, 2026, and today's briefing is brought to you by an industry spending money like it's infinite, billing developers like it's a slot machine, and stuffing AI into every wearable it can find. Let's get into it. Story 1. SoftBank drops 75 billion euros on French data centers. SoftBank announced yesterday that it will invest up to 75 billion euros, roughly 87 billion US dollars, to build AI data centers in France. That's not a typo, $87 billion. The plan involves three initial sites in the Hauts-de-France region, targeting 3.1 gigawatts of capacity by 2031, with a total build-out reaching 5 gigawatts. French Economic Minister Roland Lecure called it a testament to President Macron's ambition to position France as a leading destination in the AI value chain. Context matters here. In the United States, data center construction is facing fierce opposition over power grid impacts and environmental concerns. SoftBank, which is both an investor in and a customer of OpenAI, is clearly betting that Europe, particularly France, will be more accommodating terrain for the physical layer of AI. This is the single biggest AI infrastructure commitment on the continent, ever. Story 2. GitHub Copilot's billing change ignites a developer revolt. If you're a developer using GitHub Copilot, brace yourself. Microsoft is switching from flat monthly subscriptions to token-based billing starting June 1st, which is tomorrow, and developers are furious. One Reddit user claimed their costs will jump from $29 a month to nearly $750. Another shared a screenshot showing their bill going from $50 to $3,000. The outcry is real and it's loud. Microsoft's position is essentially heavy vibe coders who let agents churn for hours were getting subsidized. The new model charges for what you actually burn. But critics, including plenty of professional developers, argue that Microsoft built Copilot to work the way people were using it, and now they're pulling the rug. One thing's clear, this is a defining moment for AI developer tooling economics. Free tier and subsidized tier AI has an expiration date. Story 3. Meta is building an AI pendant. Meta is reportedly developing an AI-powered pendant wearable. According to an internal memo viewed by The Information, the company plans to begin testing within a year. This builds on Meta's late 2025 acquisition of Limitless, a startup that made a clip-on pendant for recording conversations. Meta also plans to launch something called Wearables for Work, a business subscription tier. The goal appears to be reversing the fortunes of Reality Labs, which lost $4 billion in just Q1 of this year. Story 4. Google's Gemini Spark, the 24/7 AI assistant that mostly works. TechCrunch's Sarah Perez took Google's new Gemini Spark assistant for a real-world test drive this weekend, and the verdict is nuanced. Spark is Google's answer to always-on agentic AI. It runs in the cloud, integrates with Gmail, Calendar, Docs, and Sheets, and is designed to handle ongoing digital to-dos without you keeping your laptop open. In testing, Spark performed well on some tasks, finding drugstore coupons, stacking savings, but fell flat on others. Most notably, Spark can't use Google Keep, which is a Google product. Pichai introduced Spark at Google I/O by joking it means you can close your laptop, but Perez's takeaway is that it's genuinely useful for work-adjacent tasks, though not yet deserving of its own brand. Story 5. Xsena raises $135 million to solve AI's memory bottleneck. Xsena, a chip startup founded by Samsung and SK Hynix veterans, just raised $135 million in a Series B at a $570 million valuation. Their thesis, AI's real bottleneck isn't compute, it's memory. Every time you run an AI inference, data shuttles between memory, CPU, and GPU in a wasteful relay race. Xsena's MX1 chip processes data directly within the memory module, eliminating those costly round trips. The company claims what used to need 10 servers could potentially run on one. Mass production is slated for end of 2026, with revenue expected in 2027. Story 6, The Buzz, AI Tools Consolidation and the Super App Race. Two quick signal items. First, Microsoft is reportedly building a unified AI super app combining GitHub Copilot, the Copilot chatbot, Copilot Cowork, and a new agentic tool internally called Autopilot. Fortune broke the story, and timing aligns with Microsoft Build next week. Second, OpenAI quietly sunset ChatGPT's Canvas interface. Canvas won't work with GPT-5 T5 Instant or 5.5 Thinking going forward. The AI interface is consolidating and simplifying, fast. And finally, today's business idea. The GitHub Copilot billing explosion is the leading edge of a category crisis. Organizations adopted AI tooling under flat rate pricing that is now converting to usage-based billing. Across Copilot, Cursor, Claude Code, OpenAI, and a dozen other tools simultaneously. The opportunity, an AI spend intelligence platform for engineering teams. Think FinOps, but for AI developer tooling instead of cloud compute. It ingests token usage across every AI tool a company uses, normalizes the data, surfaces cost anomalies, forecasts monthly burns, and suggests configurations to reduce waste without killing productivity. Who pays? CTOs and engineering managers at companies with 20 to 500 engineers who are realizing their AI tooling budgets were built on flat rate assumptions that no longer exist. Why now? Microsoft's billing change goes live tomorrow. Every heavy Copilot user is about to get bill shock. That is a forcing function. The wedge is simple. Offer a free 30-day retrospective audit. Here's what your team actually spent last month, broken down by tool, team, and task type. That sells the subscription. That's your AI morning briefing for May 31st. Trillion-dollar infrastructure bets, angry developers staring at $1,000 bills, wearables that won't quit, and the race to own both your attention and your compute budget. Have a great Sunday. See you tomorrow.